Hello and welcome back to Focus. I'm Terry James, joined today by Heather Rader and Jason Rader. Hello, guys. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Hi, how are you?
Good. We're talking today about the Mercer County Booster Club, the folks that support our student-athletes, students involved in different activities. And you guys had a big year last year, didn't you, Heather?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Last year, end of July, or July 1st, we figured out $43,000 was given to Mercer County athletes. That's junior high and high school, help supporting them in their activities.
Wow, that's really good. Any other donations that were made or other things you'd like to mention from the prior year?
We also give out scholarships in the spring to our student athletes. But yeah, 43 different things that we did with that sum of money. Over $8,000 for hotel stays. We did buy new sideline chairs that were $7,000. $6,000 in sports camps. We do sponsor all the awards and patches that the athletes get at the end of the season. That was over $5,000. So just various things that quickly add up.
Yeah, Jason, the Booster Club is such a great asset in the community and really helps the kids to feel good. With these donations, it really gives them something more to their experience of playing sports or being involved in activities.
Yes, I think, you know, being a small community, the amount of help we've had, you know, not only the boosters and everybody else involved, you know, we came into this in the last year. Chris and Beth Whiteneck were the booster presidents at the time, and they did an awesome job with it. We've learned a lot from them. And, you know, the big thing is we're going to try to keep building up money so we can continuously give to these students, you know, without... You know, like Beth and Kate on board, we probably wouldn't be as successful as what we are right now. And we're looking to continuously grow and help out the community and the sports teams get things they can have to be better and help them, you know, for the future.
And Heather, the best way that folks can help with that is to become a member of the Mercer County Athletic Booster Club. Can you tell us how you do that?
Yes. So we're beginning our membership drive this week. We do have QR codes that everything can be done online, and you can pay via Venmo. The website, the code just got posted on the school's website today, along with social media on Facebook. The boosters will also be sharing the QR code and membership form on our Facebook page as well. But it will be permanently on the school's website, mercerschools.org. And you can sign up to be a member at any time.
And just so folks know, QR code is something that you look at with your camera and it'll bring up a web address. Is there a direct web address people could go to? Or what if they wanted to write a check? Would that be possible at all?
Yes, that's very possible. We do have written forms, hard copies of forms we'll have at Meet the Team and at various school functions, or they can just print the form off themselves and mail that in with the check as well.
Jason, it would be a sad world if we didn't have boosters and folks really building up our athletes and knowing that we're behind them, I think, makes a big difference.
Yes, definitely. And that's, you know, going into the school year, you know, every August we do a membership where we get a bunch of members and new members every year starting in August. And a lot of times people didn't know it's an annual thing. And, you know, we have lots of different events. And I know... on the boosters Facebook page currently there are drawings and or not drawings there's actually you can go to the website and see different items you can purchase, you know, to support the Eagles.
Well, that sounds great, and it's really hard to believe that we're 1 month away from the first high school football game this season. It's still hot as heck outside, but we've got football coming right now.
Yes.
All right, guys, that's Heather and Jason Rader, the co-presidents of the Booster Club, the Mercer County Athletic Boosters, and this has been Focus.